Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
If you're a Rams fan, you're extremely sad. If you're a Cowboys fan, at least for a few days, you were pumped. That was a, no matter what happens the rest of the season for the Cowboys, not only did you beat CSU while they were ranked, you knocked them out of the rankings. Ethan Bird joining us now, weekend sports anchor and reporter for KGWN-TV. Ethan, I mean, CSU's up 11 with a little over a minute left. I mean, the odds of the Cowboys pulling that thing off had to be like 0.0001% or something like that.
Yeah, well, according to ESPN, it was 0.6%,
close.
It's close enough. I mean, I walked over to one of my photographer buddies near one of the timeouts during that 1 minute mark, and I just said, "It's over." And I was so wrong, and I couldn't have been more wrong. But, I mean, everybody did. The fans in the AA were starting to head towards the doors, and then I imagine they started to hear a little bit more cheering, and then the AA filled up again, and it was improbable. It was one of those few sports miracles you don't get to see.
Talk to us about that win and what that could do to maybe, you know, launch Wyoming. I don't know. I didn't have any expectations for the Cowboys, honestly, Ethan. I really didn't. I didn't know a lot about these guys, but they found ways. I was watching closely that New Mexico game a few weeks ago, and you know, New Mexico ends up winning by double digits, but I was impressed with how they kept kind of battling back, and I thought, man, this team is not what I thought they were going to be. So they get this win, a very unlikely win. But, I mean, everything had to go right for them. Everything had to go wrong for CSU. This is a confidence builder, though, right?
Oh, yeah. The belief is definitely building in the program. That's something Jeff Linder said after this game, but he even said that after the Nevada game last Saturday, a week before this border war. I mean, that was an upset. And then they upset Colorado State. The belief is certainly building. Coach Linder in his postgame press conference talked about how he himself is getting his fight back, because I mean it's no secret how much he struggled last year and how hard, you know, the media was on him. But I mean, if Coach Linder's getting his fight back, he's a better coach.
Yeah, and you talk about the year. I mean, the season wasn't what he wanted it to be. The media was pretty rough on him. His father passes away, and then what? Like shortly after that, or correct me if I'm wrong here, but I believe Jeff was gone away from the team with his family, and that's when Graham Ek made his announcement. So like everything that could go wrong for him seemed like it was when everything right off the bat during his time for Wyoming was so good. So it's been kind of whiplash for Coach Linder.
Yeah, I mean, when you spend a whole year where everything's going wrong, and then on Saturday you spend 50 seconds where everything suddenly goes right, you know, I think that, I mean, Coach Linder would never admit that it was, you know, how impactful it really was, but I think that's huge for Coach Linder. It's huge for this program. You're slowly seeing it in the fan base. You're seeing it in the team week by week, and that's also, you have to remember, this is eight guys who all met each other less than like 6 months ago, 7 months ago,
wow.
You know? So they've got to build as a team, and you're watching that. You know, it's a three-headed monster between Aquell Cott, Sam Griffin, and Mason Walters. And Mason missed all of non-con, and now that he's back and starting to get more comfortable, we've seen that turnover rate go down a little bit. The shot selection is getting better. And when Sam Griffin and Aquell Cott get better looks, they're going to score. I mean, the two, they're sharpshooters. It's one of the better three-point shooting teams in the nation.
Yeah, and that's Griffin's one of those guys, too, even if he does have a weird night from the three-point line, which he did against CSU, they still win. But he's one of those guys where you're still telling, you know, I don't care if you go 0 for 20, man. I want to see you keep firing it.
Oh, yeah, no. The term shooters shoot, you look that up in the dictionary, and right next to it is Sam Griffin. That dude is never going to stop shooting. Like, when he's cold, but we saw Wyoming didn't score for 8 minutes. They didn't score a field goal for 8 minutes in that game.
Wow.
And then Sam Griffin scores 7 of the 12 points down the stretch to tie it up. You know, that's just how basketball is. And Sam never loses his confidence. I think that's a really important part of his game.
So they were doing these crazy hustle plays at the end. I mean, they'd miss a free throw, they'd find a way to get the offensive rebound. All things that you look at for CSU, and it's like, you just do one of those things that you're supposed to do. I'm not even talking about scoring baskets or anything, but yeah, the defense is typically supposed to get a rebound on the missed free throws. You do one of those things, and you're fine, and you win this game. It's closer than you wanted it to be, but you win. They couldn't do that. And now you look at the other side, and I know CSU, I won't say it out loud, but they're near and dear to your heart. You're an alum.
That's no secret. I'm comfortable talking about that. You know, I'm an alum. I have love for that team. But I mean, obviously it doesn't affect my coverage at all. I've got a lot of love for Wyoming, and I enjoy covering them. So yeah, Saturday was a really weird day for me.
So Ethan, from your perspective then, are the Rams going to be dancing in March?
Oh, I mean, part of me wants to say they did too much in the non-conference not to dance, but if they don't win a single road game in the Mountain West, I could see why the committee would not put them in.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can't win on the road in the Mountain West, how are you going to travel anywhere for this conference or for the tournament and put on a good show? You know, like you said, they're not doing the little things right when they need to on the road, especially. Like you mentioned the free throws and the offensive rebounds on free throws. How many times have you seen that happen once, let alone twice in a row in a college basketball game?
Right. I mean, Ethan, what is that then? I mean, you look at Wyoming, just clearly Wyoming was like, we're not giving up. This is our bitter rival. No. We're down 11. We are going to do everything we possibly can because we hate this team. CSU, meanwhile, is like, we're up 11. There's a minute and a half. We can kind of just sleepwalk through this thing. And I'm not discrediting Wyoming at all in that instance, but there has to be some lack of focus by the Rams that allowed for Wyoming to take advantage, to be able to get those offensive rebounds after missed free throws.
Oh, yeah, and a big part of that was, I mean, the crowd. There is that something I've been so impressed by since I've gotten to Wyoming is the energy of Wyoming fans. They can make a 7,000 people in a Rita auditorium sound like you're in Ball Arena. It's just so loud. And they live and they die by their Cowboys. I think that was a big factor, but also you mentioned, you know, your bitter rival. I don't think there was enough hate in CSU down the stretch. It didn't feel like they could have made this an embarrassing loss. And if you're playing your rival, you should want to do that. And I just don't think that was there. It didn't feel like that energy was there.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be hard to disagree with you on that. And meanwhile, the Cowboys, like I said to start the season, man, I didn't know anything about this group, and I thought, man, with Hunter Maldonado, and then I know Graham was injured last year, but still, just that mental thing of he's leaving, he's going on to Gonzaga, he's doing big things. I was like, man, Wyoming's just probably going to be bottom of the barrel this year, and who knows what's going to happen after that. But they're winning games, you know, and they're competitive in some of the games they're maybe not supposed to be competitive in. But here they sit at this stage, 4-3 in the conference, 11-9 overall. I think a lot of Cowboys fans would hear that at the beginning of the season and say, heck yeah, we'll take that.
Oh, yeah, that's a success, especially when you're able to play spoiler down the stretch. I don't think that's going to make any Cowboy fan happy, especially if you're playing spoiler against Colorado State, right? You know, in the span of 7 days, we saw a 6-seed Mountain West die in Laramie, Wyoming.
Mm.
They beat Nevada, and they beat CSU. And there's something to be said about teams that are playing spoiler. Nobody, right now, nobody wants to play Wyoming in the Mountain West tournament. What do they have to lose? They've got all the talent in the world. They're going to go out and try to ball out. You know, this isn't the team where, oh, we don't have an NCAA tournament on the line, we're going to lay back and take it. They're going to take it to you and try to take your NCAA tournament bid away from you as well.
Well, now they're on the road tomorrow, not too far. They're at Air Force, and then on February 3rd at UNLV. I know they're road games, and Wyoming's had their struggles on the road as well. But you look at both of these games and think there's certainly a realistic shot that they could win the next two games. I know UNLV's coming on strong, and they've been better, but they also had some struggles recently. So the Cowboys could win the next two games.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, winnable road games. I mean, we've been talking about how good the Mountain West is all year. The team that's going to finish first in the Mountain West Conference, in my opinion, is going to have minimum four wins on the road. Minimum. Three or four wins on the road. I'll actually say three. There's not that many games left.
Well, in that sense, we are getting down to it. We are getting down to that point. You know, one of your guys, you know, a guy you know well, Kevin Lytle with the Colorado, and at the beginning of the conference season said that he could see the regular season champ losing maybe 3 to 5 conference games. And right now, Utah State's not looking like that. Well, CSU's already lost their 4. Wyoming's lost 3 at this stage. At least at the top, you know, I thought we'd be a little more spread out, but we're not.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, this conference is so special. This is the best, you know, Mountain West Conference we've seen in the past decade, potentially ever. And so right now it's about, to me, just enjoying this high level of basketball. You know, it's so special to watch. Any team can go into any arena and beat them. Look at what Air Force did to UNLV. Like, what was that?
Yeah.
You know, you can get something like that on any night in this Mountain West Conference, and how close it all is just indicative to that. I mean, Wyoming, they're 2 games back Utah State. Utah State goes through a tough week. Wyoming goes through a great week. All of a sudden, we're scratching our heads going, what is happening? And that's something that can happen, and I love it. It's the madness before March, and it's a pleasure to be able to cover and watch it.
Yeah, you look at, I know Utah State has San Jose State tomorrow, but then they're on the road. They're at San Diego State, so who knows there. A lot can happen here in the next, 3 weeks or so. Where if Wyoming can just kind of keep their head above water, like you said, playing with that nothing to lose mentality, but also their scorers, like they can get hot and they can win games maybe they're not supposed to win, or at least be in games they're not supposed to be in. And at that stage, anything can happen.
Yeah, I mean, they scored 98 against Nevada. And when I didn't realize how big Nevada is, like being on the court and looking at that team, and that's, you know, that made me worry about the CSU game. They have historically struggled against long and tall teams, but Wyoming still scored 98. They could put up that amount of points against any team. It's just a matter of if they're hot and if they're limiting, especially if they're limiting their turnovers and silly fouls, which we've seen them do over the past week and a half.
Well, it's going to keep heating up, I think. I think that's good and bad. Like, it's exciting for fans. It's really fun. But for those teams that, for the CSUs of the world, where they kind of thought, man, we've already punched our ticket. Now the easy part. Well, this conference is better than it's ever been. So it just keeps getting more difficult for Colorado State. A tough one for them at home against San Diego State. And their saving grace has been winning conference games, at least at home. I tell you, if they lose this one tomorrow, now we're really having that conversation. I felt like the Wyoming game was must-win for CSU. Well, here we are with this game at home. I kind of feel like that's rule number one. You have to win at home. Like, there is no questions asked. You have to find a way to win at home.
Well, CSU, I mean, they've got to win out on the home slate, and they've got to win their winnable road games. I mean, they haven't been able to play at Fresno yet. Haven't been able to play at Air Force. I mean, they've gone through a gauntlet at the start of Mountain West play. But usually, iron sharpens iron. How are these struggles going to define your team and your season? You know, that is not something that they had to really struggle with. I mean, they start off on that amazing winning streak. They lose to St. Mary's. They rip off another 4 in a row, but now they're struggling against teams they probably thought that they shouldn't be struggling against. How does this define you? How do you get better?
That's the
question. You know, this is a turning point we're going to come back to in 2 months, whether or not they've danced.
A lot of questions still needed to be answered coming up. And just like that, though, look at on the other side, look at Wyoming. It's going to be a long shot for them, but I think back to that, to those years, several years ago when they were kind of an okay team, whatever, and then they get into the Mountain West tournament, they go win that thing, and they found a way into March Madness. They had some stud players on that roster, and it sounds like they got some of those guys now.
Yeah, they're just getting more comfortable. It's they've trusted the process, I think, and as the more they get comfortable and the more comfortable Jeff Linder gets, we're starting to see a little bit more vintage Jeff Linder on the sidelines, which is both funny and scary at the same time. you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He's an intense guy.
Oh, he's an intense dude. He's intimidating, all of that wrapped into one. But, you know, seems like he's got guys believing in him, and that's it's really special. It's really cool to see him kind of with this bounce back year. No matter what happens, I think Wyoming's already done some cool things that not a lot of people thought they would do this season.
Yeah, they have. I mean, I've been treated to some very special ball games in my time so far in Laramie, and that game on Saturday, I feel like I'm going to be thinking about for the rest of my career.
Yeah.
Like you don't see that. I mean, that's happened five times. That's the fifth time that's ever happened that a team has been losing by 11 or more with under a minute left and they win a game.
It's absolutely wild.
How many college basketball games have been played? And that's the fifth time it's ever happened.
Right, and we know there's a lot of comebacks that happen, and crazy comebacks too, but with a minute left, all you got to do, make your free throws and then rebound when they miss free throws. Like, that's pretty much it. And again, so unlikely, and that's why it's a special win that could ignite you, and I'll be curious to see what it really does for this team.
Yeah, it's a type of win that when the season's over, you look back at it and you go, that was the one, you know. And Wyoming football had that from the first week with Texas Tech.
True.
There have been some special stories out of Laramie this year, and I think it's been really special to watch national media actually cling to that. I think it's been so good for Wyoming to be able to do these things. Good for the brand, good for the image, good for the athletic department, and good for the fans to be getting that, you know, that validation that their brand is important too. I don't think I could have chosen a better year to start working out here.
You had a lot to go. I mean, Craig Bull, his final dance, a new coach, the Bull, see all that stuff. And then, of course, what we're seeing now with this Hoops team, you know, so far much better than we thought. And I think that's a big time positive if you're a Cowboys fan. Ethan, my man, always appreciate your coverage and what you do. It's been fun watching your follow up on football and basketball side of things, and just really your Mountain West coverage as well. So keep up the great work, my friend.
Yeah, thank you, Brady. You do great too. I appreciate it, man. That means a lot.
All right, man. Ethan Bird, weekend sports anchor and reporter at KGWN TV at Ethan_Bird TV. I mean, five times that's happened. That's nuts. This is the kind of win that could do something. We'll see. I mean, Wyoming's at Air Force tomorrow and at UNLV. Maybe they can go win those games. It's on the road, and Wyoming struggled on the road as well. But it's going to be a big week. It's going to be an absolutely huge week for the Wyoming Cowboys, for CSU. CU lost to Washington State over the weekend. So, yeah, man, basketball season is here. It's a lot of fun, but it's, you know, make you pull your hair out a little bit. 41 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break here. Let's talk about a team that's not making us pull our hair out. That's the UNC Bears. Steve Smiley has this team believing, even with the loss to Eastern Washington, where I think people are starting to really buy in to what Coach Smiley and company are selling. But first, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.